Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
Others say, well, God doesn't do miracles today. That's bogus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't serve some weak, impotent God who can't touch us today. You can't lock him up in the first century and say, you can't do this today. We've totally put God in a box. He did it then, but we're on our own now. I wouldn't give you a wooden nickel for that religion. We serve a mighty God. He's able to do the impossible, and there is nothing too hard for him. But I'm going to tell you that everyone is not going to be healed on earth. And you want to know what? Even when we are healed, all physical healing is temporary. Lean in. I've seen people that got healed, but they ended up dying later. Oh, by the way, do you know all those people that Jesus healed in the Bible? They're gone. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She was healed, but she's not still here. Even the man that was lowered down through the roof, he was healed, but he's not still here. Remember Lazarus? Raised from the dead, but he died again. All physical healing is temporary. The greatest healing is in our spirit and in our soul. And the last statistic I read said that 10 out of 10 do die. 10 out of 10 die. And death is the last enemy to be defeated. But let me say this. The whole leadership team went to a conference last week, and there's a man named Rob Ketterling, pastor of a large church out in the Midwest, and he really explained it very well. And I'm going to take some of my thoughts from him before we call you together for prayer. Jesus' death on the cross paid for complete healing of every person. Here's what the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5. Everybody say it together. By his stripes, we are healed. Louder. By his stripes, we are healed. That's complete wholeness. That's body, that's soul, that's spirit. Wholeness. Complete healing. The absence of sickness and suffering awaits us in heaven. The Bible says we will have a new body and a new name. When we see him, we shall be like him. Jesus has paid for complete healing for everyone. How many can't wait for a new body? No more suffering, no more sorrow, no more pain. I think even in heaven we'll have hair. By his stripes we are healed. Listen, now lean in, don't miss it. In eternity, in heaven, we are healed completely. My mother has a new body. Our granddaughter doesn't have cerebral palsy anymore. She's healed. She has a new body. And the minute they saw Jesus, they were like him. Jesus bought and paid for complete healing, and it is reserved in heaven for every one of us. Say amen out loud. And I quote Rob Ketterling here. When we ask God for a miracle, the gift of divine healing, we are asking him to bring some of heaven into our present situation. I continue to quote, that's what a miracle is. When God brings a taste of what he has for us in eternity into our present. I know by the scriptures it is God's will to heal and heal you completely. By his stripes we are healed. Some get it on this side of the curtain, but everybody gets it on the other side of the curtain. Why does God choose to demonstrate his power in those miracle moments? Everyone doesn't receive the miracle, like I said. And you know that as well as I do. I really wanted to end the sermon a minute ago. Everybody's excited. Power in the name of Jesus. Anoint with oil. Save the sick. Raise them up. But what happens if you go home and you don't have that healing instantaneously? You're going to say, the preacher lied. And I hate it when preachers hype crowds, and then when people leave, they end up with some delusion. They're mad at God then. and then mad at the preacher. So could we just talk about the whole counsel? By his stripes we are healed. And God will put miracle moments into our life. So why? To relieve our suffering, to demonstrate his power, and so that people who are still in darkness will see the power of God and believe on his name. Amen. Why does God? Because everybody, every one of us in this room, total truth, we are all going to die. You're wishing you didn't come. At one point, even if we get a miracle of healing, at one point we're all going to go by way of the grave. Death is the last enemy to be defeated. So then why does God take heaven, some of what he has in eternity for us, the new body, total wholeness, complete healing, why does God take some of what he has in heaven and put it into our present? Why does he bring what's in eternity and put it into time? So that he can relieve your suffering, so he can demonstrate his power, and so that people who are in darkness will say, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they'll be awakened to the truth of the gospel. Healing is not reversing the aging process and giving you the body of an 18-year-old. But God in his sovereignty, and God is sovereign, and it is by his sovereignty that he either takes one home and gives them the complete healing there, or by his sovereignty, he brings some of heaven and he puts it into our time so that he can demonstrate his power. But make no mistake about it. Every one of us are guaranteed complete wholeness, total relief from sickness and suffering and sorrow and pain and death. Some get it on this side of the curtain, but we all get it on that side of the curtain. Which tells me, by his stripes we are healed. I'll tell you that the greatest healing that will ever take place is the healing of your sin-sick soul. I'd rather go to heaven lame than go into hell well. The greatest healing, when Jesus died on the cross, yes, it was for your sciatica. But it's bigger than that. He died to heal your broken heart and to give life to your dead spirit. The greatest healing is not my back pain or my bunion on my left foot. The greatest healing is not even the healing of cancer or to pull a man or a boy out of a wheelchair. The greatest healing is the healing of your soul. The Bible says before we come to Christ, our spirit is dead. Dead in our sin. And it takes the power of Jesus to raise a dead man, dead in our sin, addiction and anxiety and brokenness and undoneness, hopelessness and helplessness and no hope for today or tomorrow. And when God can take a man or a woman like that, that's tore up from the floor up, and heal their sin, sick life, and raise them up, a child of the King. That's the greatest healing you'll ever experience. You ought to give God some crazy praise. Come on! We moved here to the Fountain of Life. I had a hernia so bad, it was bulging out on me on the end of the service. I had to sit down because I was in so much pain. I don't know when it happened. I was looking at the shower the other day. Somehow that thing sewed itself up. And I haven't had any pain in almost 2 years now. It shows no sign of... But it's temporary. One of these days, I'm going to meet Jesus. I'm going to have a new body. Head full of hair. No bunion on my foot. If the healing doesn't come, and when it does, sometimes it's instantaneous, sometimes it's progressive, and sometimes God has something better for us. I'm not going to take the time, but in Hebrews it talks about that. Hebrews 11, it talks about how women had their children raised to life, how many of them stopped the mouths of lions and had great victories, and won many battles, received miracles. And then the last part of the chapter says, but others, say but others, wandered in the wilderness in sheepskins and goatskins, and they lived in caves. And it says some of them were stoned and some of them were sawn in half. The end of that, David says, Pastor David says, God having something better for them. Amen. Some received their kids who died, came to life again. Others stopped the mouths of lions and quenched fires. But others were sawn in half, stoned to death. And the writer of Hebrews says, of whom this world was not worthy of them. It says God had something better for them. Sean, my brother, when your mom died of cancer, God had something better for her. When my mom died of cancer, God had something better for her. Sharon, I love you, honey. She Facebooked me yesterday. The brother that we prayed for, he died. God had something better. I know that doesn't comfort much right now, but when one dies, God did not fail us. God, He is sovereign, and at times He will give us miracle moments to demonstrate His power, relieve our suffering, and open the eyes of the blind to the gospel.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.